Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.
All right, Kev, we're going to start with you, number five. we're doing late night snacks. What do you love to eat at night?
Starts with a, no, it's, God damn it, you got me off guard.
Hold on, before we finish.
I'll tell him what he said off the air. He said ass.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my number three. Come on. Let's skip ahead. I'm going to change my answers again. No, my number five, and this one was kind of general, whatever chocolate that is within reach. And you said, you know, yesterday about having bad choices at night. And yeah, that's what nighttime's about, is making bad choices. And whatever chocolate's nearby. Thankfully, lately, we've been doing Weight Watcher stuff, and they have little pieced out chocolates that are like probably sugar free and stuff. So I've been using those. So it's been like the lesser of two evils. But yeah, if there's like anything chocolate in the house, I will hunt it down and eat it.
God. Yeah, it's got to be locked away or else I'm going to grab it.
I just can't know of its existence. That's all.
My number five is kind of a general. You know, there's no specific here, but fast food. You know how easy it is to be like, it's 10 o'clock at night, you're about to watch a movie, you're just hanging out, and you're like, fuck, I know we ate at 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, but god damn, why do I want a burger and some french fries right now?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like Doug, it's easy as shit to just order through one of the Uber Eats or whatever app.
DoorDash.
I say that because I know that you do that sometimes, Doug, and I haven't used that service. But yeah, it's just easy to get it, and you're like, all right, well, let's have a little fucking fourth meal. No big deal. So that's my number five. Doug?
Been there.
So I will say I do not late night snack. That is not a thing that I do. But I will. What we've done this summer, because since Katie's off of work, or has been, she returns this week. We've been eating dinner later, just in general. Normally I don't really eat dinner with the family.
Oh, is that a personal reason, or
I'd get home after everyone's eaten. I don't normally get home until about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Most nights.
Yeah, that's me too.
And man, so they've already eaten. And so like, I might grab like something when I get home, but normally I don't snack though. Like I don't, you know, after 8, like I'll normally eat like a huge fucking lunch, that way I'm good for the rest of the day. But on those nights that I am hungry, one of the things I always like to grab is like some string cheese. I like some string cheese because I'm a fucking child and we have it for the kids, and I will grab one or four.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're being honest, because like nobody grabs one.
Yeah, no, I think most of the time I grab two. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing better before the summer hit and we started ordering out late, I would get home and I would grab like maybe like two of those. And like, I was doing like these jerky sticks, 'cause I was trying to do like, you know, low sugar stuff. And so like the string cheese has like a gram of sugar in it. And then the jerky stick, I forgot what they were, like those Jack Links.
Those are good. Yeah. I mean, those
sticks or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah. Very low.
Zero grams of sugar. And so that's what I was doing when I was being healthy. But even when I'm not trying to be healthy, a string cheese, if we have them in the fridge, I'll grab one.
Those are all, I mean, on our Weight Watchers app, because I eat a lot of the similar ones, those are all pretty healthy considering, especially like the jerky and stuff, like super low points. So
yeah, it's like, what, like 15 grams of protein or whatever, and like zero carbs.
Yeah,
and they're good for that. So, and 50 calories, I think, that's nothing. It's great.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, they're easy go-to snacks. Word. Well, my number four is exactly what you thought it would be. Starts with a P. Ooh. No. Banana.
So, hey, bud.
B-A-N-A. It starts with a B.
Wait. Like I said. Did you say banana?
It's my pop filter.
It's a banana.
It's my banana. P-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Or is it poonana?
Thank you. Thank you, Gwen Stefani, for teaching me how to spell banana. Yeah, no, bananas are awesome. They're very good to go in pretty much anything. And once again, if I'm going for, you know, going for my summer bod, I'm going to have to eat something nicer, and bananas are where it's at.
I do like bananas.
So mine is something that you can put bananas on. which is ice cream. God, there is nothing.
No, why? I was like, toast? Like,
oh, no, toast I've is done also. That. Toast yeah. is amazing. You do toast with some butter, and you, oh, my God, I make those banana sandwiches like mad. Makes a good breakfast.
I don't know. I thought that's what you were going to say. I don't know why ice cream wasn't the first thing I thought of, but toast was the first.
So, yeah, ice cream, nothing like after dinner, and you're sitting there and you're just like, fuck, I want some ice cream, and you make yourself a nice big old bowl of it. And these are all things that I'm not eating right now, but god damn I wish I was.
Yeah, no, you always make us do these food top five foods, and then we're always super hungry. I mean,
like,
afterwards,
in general, because we're all like on diets, so I'm not eating any of this stuff right now. Like, I don't eat after dinner, so. But I wish that I was eating it. Doug, number four?
My number four is kind of the go-to snack all around. Those chips. But again, I tend to eat chips in the middle of the day. Like, that'll be like a mid-afternoon snack. I'll do like some chips or something. A
little afternoon delight.
Yeah. I really enjoy those. What are they called? Oh, my God. Those smart... whatever the popcorn.
Smart popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are the five? It doesn't matter. But just
I know what you're talking about.
White bags. So good.
They are good.
And pretzels. Pretzels, too.
Pretzels are dope.
Pretzels, dipping pretzels into fucking, what's that? That dip.
Mustard?
No, mustard's good, too. But no, it's the, what the fuck is it called? It's the hazelnut dip.
Nutella.
Oh, Nutella. Yeah.
I dip my finger in Nutella and eat that shit. Anyways, number three.
Note to self, don't eat the Nutella in Jeremy's house.
Yeah. It reminds me of Ted Lasso when he's got the peanut butter on the counter. He just dips his finger into and he offers some to Roy at one point. And it's just like, no.
Yeah. Oh, boy. My number three is, I think they were named directly after you two, and it's cuties. What? It's those little oranges, those little like little snack oranges. What are they called? I forgot. Clementines, I guess they are, but Kev, they, like, the brand is cuties, so I just call them cuties.
Kev, I have a hard time believing that your late night snacks, your favorite late night snacks, are now bananas. And cuties.
Welcome to being 40, my friend. I would like to see 41. Don't worry, it gets worse. Kind of. My number one's pretty bad.
Okay, good. Yeah, those are good. Clementines, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, thank you.
But they're easy, too. You know, just easy to peel.
This is something that Clementines also can go into. Number three, cereal. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if Clementines taste good in a cereal. It probably really gross, so don't do that.
Yeah, it probably would be weird. The milk and orange doesn't sound too good together.
On top of some raisin, like a creamsicle is.
Yeah. Oh, now I don't.
Yeah, but that's like, I mean, you don't want to see the origin of the creamsicle. I mean, I don't know. You just wait for the end product.
Yeah, cereal, it can be both healthy and terrible, but mostly terrible. I like to sometimes pop down and eat some grape nuts at night. A nice bowl of grape nuts.
You rebel.
God, I'm like a 60-year-old man. Doug, three?
Three, these are things that we only get a couple times a year because that's just how it works for whatever reason. But when we get them, we buy boxes and we shove them in the freezer and they will be I need a snack right now. And that's Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I don't know why I didn't go there first. I knew they were going to be that. I was like, what could it be?
Yeah.
Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. And, they're better frozen.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. Easily. Nice.
Kev, number two?
Yeah, my number two takes a little bit more effort, but I like doing it. It was something I used to get as a kid, and especially in the summertime, I eat this a lot more. Cucumbers and lime. What I do is I just chop up cucumbers into, like, kind of, like, dice them up. Not dice them up, but you know, just do straight cuts of them and have them like cubed or whatever. And then I just put some lime and salt over them, and it's just a nice little treat. Just have like a fork and just kind of go at it. I used to get it from the elotes, man. They used to go down the street. Like, there used to be a guy that would just honk his horn. He had like a bike horn, and he would sell elotes, and he would sell, you call pepino, it's just cucumbers and lime.
At 10 at night, he would come by?
Yeah. Yeah, he'd come by 10 at night. He'd also sell yayo, but that was another story.
Was his name Tony?
Tony Yayo. Yeah, you know.
Golly, I guess you made me a liar, Kev. No, you're the liar. You said it gets worse, and it's just getting better. Anyways, my number two is popcorn.
Nice.
God, I love popcorn's got to be one of my favorite snacks, and I can't go to the movie theater and not have popcorn. But also, if I'm watching a movie at home with the family, I'm like, put that fucking popcorn on. I try to be a little bit better, and do like the smart stuff, the smart pop and all that. But but also, like, I try to do kettle corn. I guess that might be a little bit better than just straight butter. I don't know. Probably not. Mm. But but it sure makes me feel good about it. So that's my number two. Doug?
There you go.
My number two is candy. Especially around between like September and like February.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
let's just keep going through until May. Candy. Because they start selling it for Halloween. They don't stop selling it till after Easter. So yeah. Just all of that in between. Candy time.
Do you know what I just picked up today for Colin?
Candy?
Candy corn.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is it already? Like, no. Really? Are they already starting to sell Halloween candy?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Dude, next.
The cool thing.
Next, at the end of August, people will be selling Christmas trees.
That sounds about right. Starts earlier every year.
Good. for all of it. For all of it. You know, sell me fucking candy corn in August. Goddamn, I'll buy that shit in fucking February. Oh,
they got the harvest. Yeah. They got the harvest ones now. I love those stupid pumpkin ones. They're so good.
Agreed. Yep. Yeah. Dude, it does. It starts there, and like, it just does not fucking give up. It just gets it's just straight on through the holidays up. And all the way through Easter. And then typically after Easter is where it kind of I think the world goes.
Yeah, they're like, can we just stop for a minute?
I can't do this anymore. I've got to get ready for summer. Summer happens, and then summer's over, and it's like, fuck yes, let's go.
Put my shirt back on. It's time to pack up some pounds.
Yep. Yeah. It's winter. I'm about to hibernate. Release the glucose!
Yeah.
All right, we've come to number one.
My number one is Jeremy's number three, and that is cereal. I have to hide the big bowls at night because I will fill a big ass bowl because I feel like cereal at night is the most rebellious thing an adult can do because I feel like as a kid, you could only have cereal in the morning. So like, I remember when I first got my like first apartment, I had boxes upon boxes of cereal. I basically just lived off of cereal and it's just like, it's a great night treat, even though it should be the thing that quote wakes you up. I mean, it really kind of just sets me up for bed. But once again, being my old self, like my old ass, I get like Special K and stuff like that. But when I was in my younger days, you know, you fill a whole bowl with like
last week.
Yeah. Cocoa Pebbles or something like that. Just dump the whole box in.
Oh,
yes. Toy and all, just fucking throw it all in there. It's all consumption.
God, you're speaking to me.
And, or, you know, I give, like I said, in my earlier days, just throwing in, like, especially when I was pouring, going to Aldi and getting like the fake cereal, just pouring in like the Cocoa Pebbles with like the cocoa dots. And just like, I just got more diabetes just talking about it.
My number one is going to be, I think, Doug's number four, which was chips. They are so easy to reach for and they're crunchy and they just satisfy you when you're just like sitting on the computer watching some bullshit, some TV or something. Surfing the net and you're just, it's my downfall. Chips are the worst. Thankfully, I haven't touched any in a long time, but they're so easy to just grab and go. And there's so many different flavors and different kinds. And I could just love them.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Doug?
All right. My number one. This comes from, again, this summer, where Katie and I, we would often put the kids down around, they go to bed around 7:30, and we would normally have already ordered stuff by then. We would get Chipotle or pizza or whatever, just eat like fucking, Sunday night, we did Outback.
Oh my God, yes.
Outback in bed. It was awesome. Because we'll eat in bed and watch TV and stuff. And, but one of my favorites that we've done, if we decide we're not hungry to order food, we'll order a Sonic Blast from Sonic and just ice cream and M&Ms. Are you fucking kidding me? It's a match made in heaven. That's my favorite, and it's going to be the saddest thing that I have to get up now that we're back to work and we're no longer going to be doing dinners in bed. Because now she's going to be going to bed at like 8 o'clock. Yep, which is fine. I need to get back on the eating better and stuff. The summer kind of like was doing really good in the spring, and then summer hit and kind of stopped. I mean, I'm still going to the gym and stuff, but my eating has gone downhill. So,
yep.
Okay. Yep.
I feel you on that.
I get it. All right. Let's see. That is it for Top 5 Tuesday. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. We got some bangers of stories that we're going to share with you. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.